Parshas Kisavoy, Beis Tfila, Tovshin, Ayin He. We have been sent a very big wake-up call. Hashem has sent us a message. My good friend, Rav Beryl, who's sitting shiva right now for the sudden passing of his son. There's no question this is a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call that we are all under a life-threatening situation. Every one of us. I'm very pleased. Our Sifrei Chaim and our Sifrei Meisim will be open in front of us. It's not a joke. As I said before, in Kelem, there was a note put in the Beis HaKelem, in the Beis Talmud over there, that really, when a person goes to after Yomim Noiroim, a person should say Hagoimel. Because Holchei Midbarais and Holchei Yamim, when you come out, you should say Hagoimel. Likewise, when you go through the Yomim Noiroim, also you're in life-threatening situation, to say Hagoimel. So why don't we say Hagoimel? The answer is because you don't know if you came out of Shalom. Shlomo, Yechonah Bracha, didn't come out of Shalom. The Rambam writes, Hilchos Taniyos, the mitzvahs esem in the Torah, when a tzora comes, lizoy v'laria, he says, the purpose is to realize but if a person doesn't take the message and he thinks it's minhage shel olam, there's a teva, people have blood clots. It's a teva, it happens. Then dover zeh derech hachzori, says the Rambam. The Tosif at Torah Tzoras Acheres. The dam is the nefesh. And maybe in our nefesh we also have some blood clots, some spiritual blood clots. An avera here and an avera there. It could be something very small. But in the wrong place, the wrong time, it can be very lethal. There's once a person went to a very tragical levaya. Someone died, left behind orphans and a widow. Terrible, terrible track. Levaya comes back. And his friend says, "Nu, how do you feel?" He says, "I feel mamash basimcha. I feel so happy now." "What? You feel happy? Just saw the grief, the sorrow, the loss, the crying, the almana, the yisayimim, and you're happy? You should see a doctor. I don't want to be your friend anymore. You're a dangerous person. You're happy? You enjoy someone else's grief?" Says chas v'sholem, "I'm mishtata with a tzar. So why am I happy? Because it gave me a new perspective. I came back home and realized, when I see someone else's sorrow, that maybe the things that bother me are not so important anymore. The fact that Gabbai didn't give me shlishi, it's not the end of the world, I realize. I wasn't offered to sit at the Mizrach. My neighbor parked in my parking lot. It gives me a new perspective to life. Ze lo chashuv. Therefore, it made me happy. Toiv lo leches a beis hamishte, a beis ha'ivel, I was once told the Pshat, a person goes to Beit HaMishta, it's relaxing, it's nice, wind down, enjoy. The same thing you could achieve through Beit HaOvel. By coming to Beit HaOvel and realizing, seeing it, this Olam is the Olam Cholef, it could give us Toiv, give us a peace of mind, and give us a simcha that we can realize that all the things that bother us are not important, and enable us to focus on the Ikar. And our Torah of Mitzvahs. To connect to this week's parasha, at the end of the parasha we find Moshe Rabbeinu instructs them about how grisim and how evil. And the purpose is they have to accept upon themselves the Torah with a bris and an olah, with a bris and a convent and a curse. Says Rashi in Pasuk Chavav, in Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Chavav, Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Chavav, says Rashi, Ashalo Yakim Kan Kalalas Kolator Kula, the Kiblu Malayim Be'olo B'Shvua. They accepted upon themselves the Torah with an Olo and a Shvua, with a curse, Oru Shalo Yakim is the Torah Zayis, and with a bris. The Gemara says there's a locha, you can't force a get. If you force someone, if you want to force someone to give a get to his wife, you put him in prison, it doesn't work. It's called a get muse. He'll give the get out of oinus, not through his free will. What? There was a mitzvah that happened that the husband was imprisoned and was beaten up. Then he was released. And then he gave the get. Is that called a valid get? There were rabbonim who wanted to prove it's not. It needs to be discussed. Right now, he's not being threatened. He was under threat. Is the get he's going to do now, is that a good get or not? In the Ma'arik, in Simon Mem Samach Gimel, the Ma'arik brings that there were those who wanted to prove the din from Tosfos in Shabbos Peiches. We all know that by Purim there was a king of a kiblu. They accepted the Torah B'Avah. What was still Purim? Moedah Rabbah Dereisa. They had an excuse that since the Torah was forced upon us, Kofalem Harke Gigis, therefore didn't count. They had a Moedah Rabbah, they had a disclaimer. On Purim it changed. Stoisvus, on Shabbos Peiches. What do you mean they had a disclaimer? But there's a Brisa Shvuah, this means Parasha, that they would cover the Torah again. In Arvis Moyav they did it again. There was no Kofalem Harke Gigis anymore. That was a one time incident by Har Sinai. But there was no Kofalem Harke Gigis. So what do you mean they had to wait that only by Purim did they accept the Torah B'Avah? They already did accept it. Says Rabbeinu Tam, because it was Apir Dibur. Since Hashem commanded them to do it, it was Vayta Oines. What do you mean? But they weren't being forced. There was no Kofalim Harke Gigis. What's Pshat? So you see, if a person has been threatened, as long as he's in the shadow of the same threat, it's still called an Oines. Since the beginning Hashem was Kofalim Harke Gigis, later on, even though he's not threatening them anymore, it's still called under the shadow of the threat. It's still called Oines. And therefore, once the husband's been beaten up once, So even though he's not being beaten up again right now, but since he's in the shadow, he's still being approached by the same people, the call of threat is not called the proper get. Says the Ma'arik, it's not true for Bnei Adam. Says it doesn't agree. Because Bnei Adam changed their mind. Before we threatened you, now we're not. People change their mind. It doesn't need to feel so precious. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not the case. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, en achinam. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change his mind, since initially he threatened them, it's still called the shadow of the same threat. And that's why they had an oynes. Mazan Ogei Aleinu, I feel the same way. If we saw how a barrel, so Midas Hadin, we should all feel the oynes. We should be all under the shadow of the same threat. Hashem is waking us up to out of Avo, to wake us up, we should utilize our time and b'zoicha to all the good things. And the Brisker Rav would say a story of the smuggler, the merchant who wanted to smuggle merchandise into a foreign country. We've all heard the story. So he hired a guide, the horse and wagon, to take him across the border. As he loads up all his, as they start to travel, they're still in the big city, heading towards the border. Already, the merchant, his heart starts to beat. He's thinking, every moment I'm going towards the border, I might be caught. If they'll catch me, they'll confiscate all my merchandise. They'll imprison me. I might be put to death. I may never see my family again. He has a pachad. He knows that he's coming closer and closer. But the guide is unworried. No, gay love. He feels fine. He feels calm. Nothing to do with him. But when they actually approach the border itself, even the guide gets worried. Maybe they'll catch me. They'll confiscate my horse, my carriage. They may lock me up for 2 weeks. Even he starts getting worried, tense, as they actually approach the border. But who doesn't get worried? The horses. The horses are the same. They're the same before, middle, and end. They're exactly the same. Some people said the Biskarov, the Yiddish Elul comes. They're already looking ahead, seeing what's going to be. They're already working upon themselves, realizing what's going to be. They feel tense. They want to utilize the time. Some people are not that level. At least when they approach the Yom Noroim, at least then they start waking up. Yeah, some people, like the horses, and they don't think b'chlal. And they're as happy and calm as they are in Rosh Hashanah, like they are in Purim. It's all the same thing by them. Get together. B'kitzah, l'maitzah, olah b'yadeinu, that we should utilize our time. We should take the wake up call. To think it was just random is a derech hachzorius. It's a wake up call to everyone to realize that Yemei Adin are coming. It's of course to utilize it. It's for toiv. It should get a simcha out of it, that we can focus on the ikar and ignore the things which are not important. We should realize that we should all be under the shadow. It's the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't change his mind. We should all under that shadow. And we should be zoicha to all the good things. Vanitzak, says the Pasuk, in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Zayin, Vanitzak el Hashem, el Elkei Abiseinu, Vayishma Hashem Eskoileinu. When we recite during the Bikurim, what's how we were saved from Mitzrayim. So we mention our Tfilot Vanitzak, Pasuk Zayin, El Hashem Elokei Aviseinu, Vayishma Hashem Eskoileinu, and Hashem heard our voice. The Chofetz Chaim in Choymas Hadas, in one of his Sfarim called Choymas Hadas, Perek Yudalot, he focuses on these Psukim and says, look, we have to realize we have a Koyach HaTfilah. He quotes the Medrash Rabbah in Shmois, Parshas Tetzave, Parshas Lamed Ches, where Am Yisrael come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they say, we can't afford to bring karbonos, we're too poor. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without the karbonos, I just need words from you. As it says, Ku imochem dvarim shuvu el Hashem. Bring words, use your words and come to Hashem. What we say in Parsha, what we say after in Parsha Shabbos Shuvah. What are those dvarim? Ku imochem dvarim shuvu el Hashem. Which dvarim? Huh? It's also called Shuvah. Says the Medrash, Ein dvarim el Torah. Shenemar eilu advarim ashedive moitsa. Say that it's the Am Yisrael. Ein ani yodim. We don't know Torah either. What should we do? Omalem bechu v'ispalelu lefonai v'ani makabel. Cry and daven and I'll settle. You said, did I not answer your forefathers in Mitzrayim? As it says, v'yonchu min avoda v'izaku. There's a koach tefillah. Of course, the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Vayishlach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all He wants from us, Shispalelu Briyos Lefonov V'Kablen. So we have a koach tefillah. That's what we learn from this week's Parsha. V'Nitzak El Hashem Elokei Aviseinu V'Yishma Hashem Eskoleinu. We have a koach tefillah. Hashem wants us to daven, and Bezad Hashem, we shall be answered. Now I have a Koras HaToiv to Rav Pesach. Rav Pesach Mamash, he did me a big chesed. Rav Pesach came over to me and said, don't speak about Simcha. Why not? Because this week's parasha is a very frightening pasuk. It says, it's in Perek Chav Ches that you're going to get all these klolos. Why? Why are you going to get such bad klolos? Tachas Hashem Evadeto Hashem Elokecho b'simcha b'tuv leivav. Since you didn't worship Hashem through simcha, miroiv koil, then you'll be enslaved to your enemies. Barav, you'll be hungry. But summer, you'll be thirsty. U'be'eroim, you'll be naked, or bechoyse kol, lacking everything. V'nosan ol barzel tavarecho, Hashem will emplace upon you a yoke of iron. Ad yishmido yischo. Therefore, says our Pesach, don't speak about Simcha, because it's frightening. First of all, you should know, I spoke to some Talmidei Chachamim. They're very impressed. They said, here's a person that takes it seriously. Everyone else just, it goes to one ear, comes out the other, it doesn't bother them. There's a person that if Paka runs a psukim, it's meaningful to him. So he said, don't speak about it. So they're very impressed, first of all, with the fact that it bothers you. So I'd like, because the Pesach said not to speak about it, so Adrava, he made me wake up, and I was trying going to the sugya, and in fact it's a very, very he's right. So it's a bit frightening to speak about this. So let's start off on a positive note. First of all, in this week's parasha it says in Pasuk Chavov that the Samachta v'chol atoyv. You should be happy with all the goodness. There's a famous Or HaChaim in this parasha that's now been made into a song. I'm not going to sing it, but you may have heard the song. Says the Or HaChaim, what is this toiv? The Samachta b'chol ha-toiv. Chocolate, pizza bars, what's the toiv? So in red in the Baal HaTurim it says, ha-toiv is gematria 22. And it's referring to the 22 oisiyos that the Torah has written. 22 oisiyos. Says Or HaChaim, it's referring to the Torah. Because as it says in Ovis, Ein toiv el ha-Torah, ki lekach toiv nosati lochem. And says Or HaChaim the following, She'im ayu bnei Adam, margishim, were people to feel, b'mesikus v'arevus, tuv ha-Torah, with the sweetness, and Arevus, how do you say Arevus? Whatever. of the sweetness of the Torah, then hayu mishtagim, they'll be crazy, go crazy. Umislatim archareo. Varichoshev beinem mole oilam kesef azav lemuma. They wouldn't consider any of the gold and the silver of the world to be anything, out of be so crazy and so meshuga on Torah, because Torah is indeed has all the Torah shaboilam. It's now been made into a song. You may hear about this. Anyway, so what exactly is the simcha that we're missing? And let's see how, where are we holding all this? In the Chaya Odom, Klal Samaches, is Chaya Odom a Musa Sefer or Halacha Sefer? Just remind me? Halacha, okay? No Musa. Halacha. Zog the Chaya Odom. In Klal Samaches, which is all about all the conditions necessary for all mitzvahs. Halachas. In Marviyum and a mitzvah. Who's those halachas? In Sifud Gimel, he says, Ha simcha gdoila b'mitzvah. You need to do a mitzvah with b'simcha gdoila. U'pirish ha'arizal. Chaya Odom, halacha, arizal. Shizeh shakosu, Tachas asher lo ivadato as Hashem, b'simcha v'tub leivav miroiv kol. What does it mean, miroiv kol? Shalai samachta ba'avoida yoiser. Hashem is upset. You weren't happy in your avoida more. Mi'ilu matzasa roiv kol atanugim va'avonim toivish margolias. Mi'roiv kol. Had you found all the toiv of the world, unlimited richness, gold, silver, precious stones, had you just found that, you'd be incredibly besimcha. Right? Can you imagine if the shul just decided, we're going to give out, whoever's here on Friday mornings, 10,000 bucks. It'd be tremendous simcha. Right? Gewaldig. So, says the Torah, do you not sameach when you do a mitzvah? Tachas eshaloi vadato. Don't have the level of the simcha that you would have had all the kol, all the tovish ba'olam. Can you imagine that peak of level of simcha? You don't have that for your mitzvahs. Therefore, you get punished. That's what the Rizal says. That's miroiv kol. All the tanugim of the olam, that pleasure, you need to have for every mitzvah you do. Now you understand why Pesach said not to speak about this? And we go weiter. The Mishnah Berurah in Dof Rei Samach Tes Sifkot Niyud Aleph. And it's more explained in the Akdom of the Haredim, the Sefer Haredim, Sefer Mitzvahs, in the Akdom, in the fourth condition, Nairavi. Again, he quotes from the Arizal, that the Arizal told his mshamash, whatever, that the way he was able to achieve all the zahasogas of the Sharia Chochma and the Ruach HaKodesh was because he did the mitzvahs with an incredible simcha. That's how he achieved his level. And again, he says that's the Roiv Kol. The way you do mitzvah has to be a roiv kol. Rav Chaim Vital in Nagdoma to the Shara Mitzvahs, quoted in Orchas Yosher, says, what's that? We get all sorts of aftochas that don't seem to happen. Chazal say, that you get also kol oise mitzvah achas mativim lo marichim lo yomo. These are the things we promised and don't happen. Why? We do these mitzvahs and we promise that you're going to get schar ba'olam hazeh, and it doesn't happen. The reason why? Because all the schars that you do b'simcha, you're not doing b'simcha, you don't get the schar. So I say, okay, I'm becoming serious right now. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Don't take it personally. I'm speaking to myself. Tell me, did you wear tefillin this morning? Yeah. I see some signs. Did you put on your talis? Yesterday, did you wear a talis? Don't remember. Storm, I probably went to shul and I probably didn't want to stick out. I probably wore my talis. Did you say Kriya Shema? What else would I do? So I want to ask you a question. Did we do it b'simcha? Because b'simcha we're thinking. So, I think the most people are battling with mitzvah sichas kavona. The bekoishi. Most people are just doing things out of routine. They're not thinking b'chlau. The bekoishi, we're just about make it that is b'chal kavona for yoyotzev for mitzvah sichas kavona. Avachai Odom helps us. You come to shul. That indicates that you're actually doing a mitzvah. Otherwise, you're just doing the routine. There's no simcha. So, Pesach's right. Don't speak about this because we're in a bad shape. Now, I must add, the Rambam Hilchos Lulav, Rambam the Sefer Halacha, in Perek Ches, Sivtes Vav, says the Rambam, HaSimcha SheYismach Odom BaAsiyas HaMitzvah, the Simcha person should be happy is Avoda Gdolah, it's a big Avoda, Simcha the Mitzvah. Whoever prevents from having this, doing the simcha, royally poranimen, he should be punished. One guess. Where do you think Rambam gets this from? How does Rambam know that if you don't have simcha and mitzvah, you get punished? This week's parsha. But I said Rambam didn't ignore it. It's this week's parsha, Abba Yisrael. We're in a bad situation. So, Boisai, I think if I would stop the shiur right now, we'd be very anti bad simcha mood. Is there any limud? Do we have any hope? Is there any limud schus for us? First, what do we agree on the facts? I'm claiming that most people don't have simcha. Okay. You tell me I'm wrong? Baruch Hashem, Ashreichem. Most people are doing their everyday mitzvahs out of routine. They're not thinking. There's no simcha. There's simcha in Birkas Hamazon. There's simcha in Netfilah, in Netales, in the Kriya Shema, in Netfilah. There's such simcha, they wouldn't come late. They wouldn't leave early. Okay, one time mitzvah. I mean, the first day shake the lulav, the same. Right, okay, because it happens. They're lucky. Okay, Ashrecha, Adrab, I'm not taking it down, Adrab. I'm not sure everyone's so excited. Maybe the Magid Shir, but what about the people listening to Shir? The Simcha, Roiv Kol. So, is there any limud schus of Reisai? Otherwise, Pesach's right, you shouldn't speak about this. Just get people down.
You also have to define sinful.
I'm happy to hear.
Okay. I define sinful as a feeling of satisfaction and completion. No. Not the Western ideology of sinful, meaning someone is giddy and smiling. I would say sinful, that a person who's trying to be sinful on Purim, it's not about acting silly and crazy. Uh-huh. It's a sense of completion. So,
But when a person's spacing out in his davening,
right. I'm
going to try and go follow your footsteps. So, Boisai, this is a very important topic. It's all thanks to Pesach that we're getting into this. So, Boisai, first of all, that we heard the Arizal chat. Rov Kol means from all the goodness, more than all the treasures of the world. And we saw the Rambam paskins this. I would like to suggest that maybe Rashi argues before we start, because Rashi explains one small short Rashi in Pasuk Mem Zayin. Miroiv kol, be'oid shayalcha kol tu. When you had all the goodness, where Rashi is learning, there's a tvia on Am Yisrael. You had it so good. Why weren't you v'simcha? Mashma, if a person didn't have the kol tu. He was struggling to pay his insurance and pay his mortgage and his tuition. That's not what the Torah was speaking about. You had everything. Everything was laid out for you. You had the man. You were mamash taken care of from head to foot. So why wouldn't you be simcha in your mitzvahs? That's when you get the krala. But where you're struggling through life and you, so that doesn't say your chiyuv to do mitzvahs b'simcha. A suggestion that maybe Rashi's argued. Second of all, we know the Torah goes mitzvah connected mitzvah. What's happening? Says the Torah, "Tachas Hashem le'evadetah Hashem le'kechav simon tuv le'ivav." Therefore, I will impose on you. You're going to be hungry, thirsty, naked, choitz kol, and you're going to have a yoke of bars on your neck. It seems to be out of proportion. Yep. If we were just spacing out, we just do the mitzvahs out of routine. So you give us yokes about a yoke on our neck. It doesn't seem to be. The mitzvah connected mitzvah. I woke up when I saw the Maggid mission. The Maggid mission made me wake up and maybe have a limus chus. The Maggid mission on that Rambam. But the Rambam says whoever doesn't have simcha should be punished. Says the Magid Mishnah. The ikar hadavar shein roi loy la'odom la'asoy sa mitzvahs. A person shouldn't do the mitzvahs mitzad shein choyve olav because he has to. Vu muchrach and he has no choice. Ve onus basios. The ikar is a person shouldn't be doing the mitzvahs because he has no choice in embrera. In other words, I think through this Maggid Mishnah we could get new understanding. This guy, you have a guy who's really upset. Why was I born Jewish? If I would have been born a goy, I'd only have 7 mitzvahs. I have 613 problems. Manyase. I have to do them. I'll be punished. I have to keep Shabbos. I cannot eat pork, milk and meat, because I'll be punished. This guy feels the Torah is a yoke, is a burden. For such a guy, you think Torah is a burden? I'll give you a burden. I will put an oil bars on your neck. I will make you, you feel suffering from the Torah. You feel the Torah is punishing you. I'll give you what to be punished about. You'll be chois, you'll be oroim and roev and sami. It's a mitzvah connected mitzvah. You feel the Torah is a yoke, I'll give you a different yoke. But a person who just spaces out doesn't feel the Torah is a burden. He just sees, not focuses, he's mixed up. His mind's all over the place. We're all ADHD today. That's not the person the Torah is talking about. You take a guy, kind of shul, he was spacing out, he just put the tallis fit in, mumbled the words, was planning his business day, and runs out of shul early. He asked to tell me. It's a true story. I met a secular, I was passing by a secular kibbutz. I'm speaking to the guy, he said, "Oh, we grow ostriches." I said, "Well, I asked him, what do you do with the meat? Ostrich meat?" He said, "Oh, we eat it, it's very tasty. We're working on getting a hechsher. We're working on it." I said, "What, get a hechsher for ostrich meat?" He said, "Yeah. We're dealing with the Rabbanim, they should be matter for us. Anyway, so we'll approach someone and we'll tell him, tomorrow we'll speak to the Rabbanim, we'll get a heter, you won't have to wear tefillin. Give you a ptur. Tomorrow we'll get a ptur, a pidin, you'll be part of wearing talis and tefillin. Are you interested?" What's the guy going to say? I believe most people say, why should I want to miss the mitzvah? It's a mitzvah. Why should I want to miss it? In other words, even if we are spacing out and we don't have kavanah for mitzvahs, we want the mitzvah. We don't want to lose the mitzvah. It's not that we feel the Torah is a burden. Therefore, I want to be nabit zchus. Therefore, we're not part of this klal. The klal is meant for people who feel the Torah is a problem and a burden, and they would love to get out of it. That's where you get the klal. A person who wants to do the mitzvah, but nebuch, his mind is he's written. His mind's all over the place. That's not the person that we're referring to. Now, don't get me wrong. The right way is to do the simcha, like the Arizal. And to feel the wonderful opportunity, the loss of effect, that's for sure the chatchil way. But bid the effort as a limud schus of Klal Yisrael, we don't find that we daven for this. We daven in our davening. Tatzayim yodem ra, mechover ra. Same bidibayim ra'ava, yira. We daven for all sorts of things we need. We don't daven to do the mitzvahs with simcha. We do a daven for Torah with simcha, but not for mitzvahs with simcha. If it's such critical things, the din Torah, and you get punished, there's a klala for it, so how do we don't try? It is daven for this. Because be'etzem, we all do appreciate our mitzvahs. So I phoned up, there's a sefer called Hadar Margolin, who's in Harnof. I phoned him up, asked what he has to say. So he told me that you should know, simcha doesn't mean dancing in the streets. And he proved it to me from the Tana de Be'elio quoting, I'm going to finish with this point. Says, the Tana de Be'elio asks, why is it Yeshayo was zeicha to so many nechomas? He gave many prophecies of nechoma. Why was he zeicha? Because he was makabel ol malchus shamayim b'simcha. These are the words of the Tanit Be'elio. What was the simcha of the Tanit Be'elio of Yeshayo? Hashem asked, "Es mi ashaleach? Who would I send to to give the prophecies to the Jewish people. So Omar, Hineni Shlocheni, here I am, send me. And this is defined as Simcha. Where's the Simcha? How do you see in this pasuk? It was the Simcha. It was happy. We were dancing. She told me, here you see the Simcha doesn't mean to be jumping around. Simcha means a willingness to do Ratzon and Hashem. That's Simcha. And when he said, Hineni Shalcheini, here I am, I'm volunteering for the mission, that's called Simcha. And therefore, most people, subconsciously, they want to do the mitzvah. They want to do the mitzvah. Okay? We have to work upon ourselves, do it properly. But it is there, and therefore it is called Simcha, at a low level. Like what Reb Chaim says, that we don't know, when you daven Shmoneh Esrei, you don't know, you're standing in front of Hashem, so you're not Yotze. You daven Lifnei HaMelech. And the Chazon Ish says, no, even a person who spaces out, he still does a kavona keil, he still has subconsciously, is the way of speaking to Hashem. What's my raya? How do I know why do I like what Chazon Ish says? Because even a person who's spacing out in the Shmoneh Esrei, he's in a different planet, he's in his business, he's thinking about a thousand things. As the Yerushalmi says, you have to have a chorus to a head that bows down for meitim. But you know, all of a sudden, he bows down for you. Even that person is totally spaced out. If his phone vibrates, he will not answer the phone. He may look. Some people may look. But I've never seen someone so mechutzav to answer the phone in Shmoneh Esrei. Why not? You're in a different planet. You're in the middle of your office right now. Because he is aware he's standing in Shmoneh Esrei at a very low, low level. He knows he's in Shmoneh Esrei. He doesn't answer the phone. It's there. Same way we have a willingness to do Ratzon Hashem, it's there even though we're not thinking about it. Yishar koyach, we should be zoicha to Surah Tovos, to take the message, to utilize our time. It was the time of Avo, of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem wants us to repent, wants us to have a good year, with koyach hatfilah, with besimcha, which is zeichat mekayim mitzvahs, besimcha, and appreciate the mitzvahs, called tusha ba'olam, should be nothing compared to every mitzvah we do, we're so happy. And b'zad Hashem, next year, in a few minutes, we're going to speak about sukkah, what happens if the sukkah blows down, if the wind blows down your sukkah on Yom Tov, which does happen, or rolls up your schach, knocks your schach off in your Yom Tov, what do you do? That will be an extra share, B'zal Hashem. Thank you very much. Kol Tov. Good Shabbos.